Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Bob Stevenson. Is there an artist that you would like us to interview for a future show? Well, let us know. Write to us at Streets of Gold. It's P.O. Box 276-644, Sacramento, California, 95827. We're speaking today with the drummer of Petra, Louis Weaver, this week, and we asked him if there were any memorable concerts from the early days.
Yeah, we were doing More Power to You tour, and we couldn't draw a couple thousand people. And we heard that we had a lot of fans anywhere. We just was waiting to see them show up. We were playing this big 3,000 to 4,000 seat hall in Texas somewhere. And I remember at the time we were setting up the equipment, and I went out and looked over this big hall, and I just cried like, oh God, I don't want to play to 20 people in this 3,000 or 4,000 seat hall. And it was one of the first times since I'd been in the band that we had so many people that it was an overflow, and they let people stand at the back of the wall all the way down this hall. And it was the most unbelievable sight that I'd experienced with Petra, to see all of a sudden all these people were coming to see our show. It was really neat.
Here's the title track from their 1983 album, Not of This World. This is Petra on Streets of Gold.
Strangers, we are aliens.
Teresa Gold, Petra there with Stand Up from their More Power to You album. Also on their Petra Means Rock CD. And that's what Petra means in Hebrew, rock. Speaking of Petra and their days on the road, we asked Louis what was the funniest thing that happened to them on the road.
Well, the funniest thing that's ever happened is when we do a concert, we've always done a set list from day one. And we never go anywhere defer from it or anything. We were playing Knott's Berry Farm New Year's Eve 10 years ago. Bob Hartman turned around to me in a dark stage and hollered out a song, said, "Louis, Grave Robber." It wasn't on the set list. We hadn't played it in a while. I just sat there in the dark. I couldn't tell you Grave Robber from Jingle Bells. And I thought, Grave Robber, Grave Robber. And then about 30 seconds, I went, "Louis, count off Grave Robber." Finally, I was just frustrated. I hollered back, "Hum a few bars." I couldn't tell what, and so the tempo of the song is like, and so I just went, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we did the right tempo of the song. But I just counted off anything, the wrong tempo, and the band, I had to kind of follow them because I had no idea what Grave Robber, the song, meaning, and the meaning behind the whole thing is, don't throw a curve at me on stage in the dark, because I couldn't think of what my name was, much less a new song, and pull it out of my hat. So I'm not good, and the guys, I say, you better give me a set list, because if it ain't written down there, I can't do it. Don't depend on me if it's not written down in the set list.
There's a step that we all take alone, an appointment we have with the great unknown. Like a vapor, this life is just waiting to pass, like the flowers that fade, like the withering grass. But life seems so
the classics from the 70s and 80s.
Wow, I haven't heard these songs since I was a young believer.
This is Streets of Gold.
Streets of Gold and Petra with a title track from their 1985 album, Beat the System, and also the last studio album to feature Greg X Voles. Coming up in our next hour, we ask Louis about the transition from one lead singer to the next. I'm Bob Stevenson. Don't go away, as we've got more of our conversation with Louis Weaver, plus an hour of music from the 80s when Streets of Gold continues.